This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hope you guys are doing well. I think we're still in the midst of Olympic season. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I think the beach volleyball, Mary Jennings Walsh, I think they lost to Brazil. Brazil's been doing pretty well with the Olympics. Maybe it's because we didn't notice them because, you know, it was the London Olympics and Athens and things like that. But, I mean, they've been doing pretty well. Unfortunately, there's a lot of, shall we say, animosity and a little bit of, you know, fist bumping, but in the wrong way. Apparently, many of the Brazilian fans are booing and taunting the U.S. athletes over the fears that kept some competitors at home. They said from the beach volleyball arena to the soccer stadium, Brazilian fans are having fun, I guess, with what has been one of the biggest concerns with the Olympics, screaming Zika. I guess the mockery began when Hope Solo of the U.S. women's soccer team was greeted by chants of Zika every time she touched the ball. Then, when the male gymnastics was occurring, every time there was a stumble by one of our male gymnasts who was, I guess, competing against the Brazilian gymnast, there were cheers. And it was interesting because the newscaster had said, listen, the crowd is being very good. They're not cheering his mistakes. They're cheering, his tumbles and his success. And that wasn't the case. They were cheering every time, he had a little stumble. And then I believe the Brazilian male gymnast, I believe in tumbling are all around, then superseded his score. So, I hope we don't make complete enemies. I mean, I know Brazil must be pretty ticked off at the way we've been covering the Rio Olympics. I mean, I have been very vocal about how I think there's been a lot of clusters. Now they're even saying that Ryan Lochte has no evidence that he was held up. No evidence. I mean, didn't four of them get pulled over? So I'm not sure what the heck is going on with that. When it comes to Zika, I am a little concerned. Of course, we haven't seen the aftermath of that because, we won't know until everybody seems to come back. We have a lot of people down there. I'm looking and seeing if there's little mosquito bites or not. My son thought he saw a mosquito bite on Michael Phelps' neck. I don't know if that was just, acne or if it was a mosquito bite. I mean, I don't think we need to, get that up in arms. Just, tell everybody to not donate blood and to use condoms temporarily, until they can be screened for Zika and make sure that they don't have it. But, Brazil got hit pretty hard and Rio got hit pretty hard by American media. And, you see the stands. The stands aren't full. They probably, and we won't know the exact numbers, they probably didn't benefit from the amount of tourism that other Olympics receive. I think even many of the athletes stayed away. Brazil got a lot of crap for the rain. I mean, it's not really Brazil's fault that it was raining during the hurdling competitions. Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't many of the track and field arenas, don't they have some sort of ability to cover up? I mean, I know, are there indoor tracks and don't they have, you know, don't they have ways to cover that? And I guess they don't, you know, because it was open. So, but, you know, Brazil, they got back at us definitely with beach volleyball, with gymnastics, and with a lot. So, I mean, I'm proud of their athletes. I think they have some, you know, amazing athletes. But we will have no idea how correct we were about the Zika fears until everybody comes home. But not a lot of good sportsmanship. That I'm pretty surprised about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I think this is cool. In fact, I may want to go and get a Happy Meal because of it. But I guess the McDonald's is serving a Step It fitness tracker along the cheeseburger and fries that come with the meal. It's a limited offer and part of a campaign to get kids to be more active. The fitness trackers come in 6 colors, count steps, and blink according to the pace of the person wearing the device. They say physical activity is important to everyone of all ages. They say not everyone, is happy about the pedometer. Apparently, there is a McFlurry of complaints, according to New York Daily News. An Indianapolis mother posted on Facebook that the tracker burned her son's arm. The mom noted that McDonald's is looking into the issue. How are they? They're really cute. These little Step-It pedometers. I mean, what a nice gift to get. I want one. That looks pretty cool. They count steps and they blink according to the pace of the person. I think it's brilliant. I don't understand why the media is giving this a hard time. Good for McDonald's to get kids already excited about wearing a pedometer and watching their steps. I think is absolutely brilliant. I don't know if they're waterproof, and I don't know how long they last. I notice a lot of pedometers I've bought just poop out, or they, yeah, I understand, inactivity. Now, I run around a lot. I mean, in fact, I mean, I can see my pedometer blowing up. I am, like, all over the place. So I can see the pedometer just blow up with my case. But, you know, this idea of fitness trackers is absolutely brilliant. I think that is way cool. I'm just absolutely amazed. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we get back, a lot of fallout over Aetna's decision to pull out of many healthcare exchanges, and we'll talk about body donations. Body donations are actually on the rise at U.S. medical schools.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, remember I was griping about how I had to buy an EpiPen for my kid? Back in 2004, it was like a $50 copay, and that was a lot of money. $50 copay for a medication was unheard of in 2004. But I did it because my kid needed an EpiPen. Well, I stopped complaining about that $50 pretty quickly when in 2013 or 2014, I tried to buy an EpiPen, and it was $300. For the prescription, not cash pay. That was per insurance. Well, now it's even higher. According to New York CBS Local, nearly one out of every 13 children has a food allergy, and for many parents, these EpiPens are lifesavers. EpiPens, basically, you could inject epinephrine into the kid's muscle, thigh muscle, to help them if they start to go into anaphylaxis or have difficulty breathing, because it helps dilate the bronchioles and helps bring air in. The cost of those pens, unfortunately, has now risen more than 480% in the last decade. They talk about a family, the Hennigar household, where dinner is a very cautious time. They have a family of six, two with severe food allergies, three-year-old Cora and seven-year-old Ellie. Ellie says it's always good to have it with me. So she has an EpiPen with her at all times. As a baby, her allergic reactions were so severe, hives covered her entire body, and her family had to use epinephrine twice to save her life. Her lips turned blue, she started to swell, she wasn't able to breathe. These injectors have to be replaced when they expire. I think they only have a shelf life of about a year. The Hennigars remember paying $80 for them 5 or 6 years ago. See, and I was paying $50 10, 12 years ago. Now, they found it goes up to $600. They say in 2009, pharmacies paid slightly more than $100 for a two-pack of EpiPens, and the price has now skyrocketed to more than $600. Bloomberg senior medical reporter Robert Langer said the manufacturer of the device, Mylan, has had a virtual monopoly since its main competitor launched a recall last fall. They say the name EpiPen is like the name Kleenex. It's a brand name that there's no other brand for it that people think about. He said the company has remarketed the decades-old device without making any real significant changes since acquiring it in 2007. It has changed over time to better reflect important product features, according to Mylan, and the value of the product provides. They've made a significant investment. But $600 a pop? The company says they offer coupons, so many patients do not have to pay out of pocket, but the coupons are worth $100. It's a coupon for $100. So families with high deductibles like the Hennigars are still on the hook to raise $500 per each kid to buy one EpiPen that would last a year. Now, many say, well, yeah, but there's two EpiPens in there now. So there's two EpiPens per box. Okay, that's great, but still, it's $600. I'd rather take that $50 copay that I had years ago. It's frightening. This is really, really frightening. This system has really gone downhill. It wasn't good, but now it's really, really bad. I've gotten emails concerned about what's going on with Aetna. Many of you have Aetna. I would say definitely check in with your individual exchanges. I believe the exchanges open back up this next fall. You're going to hear a lot of news on the exchanges and a lot of news on the insurance companies, you know, as we slowly move into enrollment period. But Aetna announced 2 days ago that they are going to stop offering much of the individual coverage, and I think at least 11 states. They're losing money in the marketplaces. So how much stability, you know, is the Affordable Care Act or these marketplaces going to have? This is going to make it very easy for President Clinton to come in and do a more socialized medicine system. And the thing is a lot of us are going to be asking for it. You know, here we were years ago going, no, please don't. We're going to be getting stuck. And, you know, now we have people going, you know what? I need an EpiPen for my kid. I'll vote for it. If you're telling me that I could get an EpiPen for my kid, I will vote for Hillary. I will vote for, I mean, you know, this is what people are going to. I mean, obviously, they got to put the family first. Now, okay, you can't just promise EpiPens to everybody. Okay, if the manufacturer is going to charge you $600, is the government going to pay it? And if the government says no, is anybody going to manufacture EpiPens? Okay, I mean, you know, we have to be very, very careful. You can't come in and say, look, we are going to give this to you all for free. You are going to get it all for free. Vote for me. Vote for the socialized medicine plan. Remember, we're starting from a much different platform than other countries with socialized medicine have. And in other countries, you are taxed to the gill. And almost everybody has to pay taxes. We're looking at, in our country, only half the country paying taxes. I'm telling you right now, the half of the country currently paying taxes are not going to be able to carry the socialized medicine system if half the country is not paying taxes and using the same system. It's not going to work. they could keep raising taxes and keep raising taxes. And I understand the rich have a lot of money. I think it's great that Taylor Swift has $1 million to donate to Louisiana. Good for her. And her helping out the Louisiana flooding, thank you so much. And I'm very grateful there's people out there like Taylor Swift that can do that. But how many people have money like Taylor Swift? We think there's tons. No, not enough to carry a healthcare system for the whole entire United States. You know, Donald Trump was, you know, boasting, and his campaign was boasting how he helped pay mortgages, you know, for many people. That's amazing. That is wonderful, and thank you. But is that going to solve all of our problems? Yeah, he helped a few people with their mortgage. That's wonderful. But, I mean, how many mortgages can they pay before they lose their money? I mean, there's only so much money. And we're already in debt. The value of the dollar is going to drop. You know, so insurers, they say, are going to continue to lose money. We predict more are going to withdraw from the marketplace. That's going to reduce choices for consumers. And now the premiums are going to go higher. They say in one county, Aetna's exit in 2017 could leave no insurers offering policies through its marketplace. If Aetna leaves, there's going to be one county with no insurers. Aetna said it'll exit 11 of the 15 states where it offers coverage. That affects 80% of its customers covered through insurance marketplaces. Well, and I understand why Aetna's exiting too. I mean, you know, I was paying $830 a month in premiums. No, we couldn't do it. You know, I mean, how many people, right, healthy people are going to be paying these types of premiums? 1-877-DOC-A-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so Humana. Humana said it's going to cut back its participation on the exchanges from 15 states to 11. They're dropping 4. United Health Group chief executive says they are going to remain on 3 or fewer exchange markets. Anthem, like we talked about yesterday, is projecting mid-single-digit losses in their plans. Cigna said it's losing money, but they will actually expand to 3 new states in 2017. So these are, when we talk about 2017, these are the choices you are going to see at the end of this year. So when we talk about 2017, this isn't happening next year. What it means is the choices that you're going to be offered in a few months is going to, excuse me, reflect this. So, yeah, I'm not sure what the answer is. When they say we gave, I remember arguing with somebody at Talkers Magazine, and they were arguing with me that the Affordable Health Care Act gave 30 million people insurance. Well, how many millions of people? And if they did that by expanding Medicaid, I'm okay with that. Fine, expand Medicaid. Figure out how the states are going to pay for it. You know, shunt money from stupid stuff that a lot of the government, you know, waste money on. I'm okay with that. But how many of us were, they use the term underinsured, where, okay, our choice is to pay these crappy premiums and these crappy deductibles so we don't go to the doctor. I would say it was a lot more than those that got on Medicaid. So everybody's saying, oh, the health care law saved. Where are all these people that are saved with the health care law? How many Medicaid people are complaining that they aren't getting in with the doctor? Yeah, they got a piece of paper saying Medicaid. They got that piece of paper. But are they truly insured? A piece of paper does not mean you have insurance. You may technically, in black and white, have it, but are you receiving adequate health care? Are you receiving regular health care? I'm very, very frustrated with this. I'm not surprised. You know, so a lot of people on the opposite side of the aisle going, yay, Obamacare is falling to pieces. It's falling out to pieces. Not okay. Because depending on who becomes president, you know, a government takeover of insurance, I think, is going to be a disaster. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, all right, I trained at a medical school. I trained at UNR School of Medicine. Then I did my last year at UCLA. Then I came back to Las Vegas to do residency, which was, oh, my God, so much fun. Yeah, I love Nevada. Such a good state. I was born in L.A., so, of course, I love California. You know, fan of the Raiders. I'm proud of the Rams. They did very, very good. But I am a Cowboy fan, so I really want to see the Cowboys kick their butt. I went to school in Phoenix and Vegas because my folks moved a lot. So I'm also a Cardinal fan. So between Arizona, California, and Nevada, this little Bermuda Triangle type of thing, this little triangle, and add Reno up there, that I really haven't lived anywhere else in the country. I don't think I have. Yeah, I don't think I have. So I'm a huge fan. And I'm a big fan of the medical school I teach at Troy University. You know, thank God we have people that donate their bodies for us to be able to dissect with the students. And, you know, I remember about 20 years ago, we were worried about what if we don't have enough donations, you know, of bodies, you know, what do we do? And some medical schools are going more digital. There's some very, very cool ways to introduce anatomy that some medical schools are doing. I think UNLV School of Medicine is anticipating some real, real cool ways of doing that. But, you know, for me, I'm old school, and it was really, really helpful to be able to touch, you know, the vessels and the nerves, etc. And so, you know, a big concern I've always had is, you know, what happens if we don't have enough bodies that want to be donated to science? Well, I may not have to worry temporarily because they say many U.S. medical schools are seeing a surge in the number of people leaving their bodies to science. They think the reason why is funeral costs are too much. The increase has been a boon to medical students and researchers who dissect these cadavers in anatomy class, according to Fox News, or use them to practice surgical techniques or test new devices and procedures. They say also we may be getting over the practice of it being taboo. Not too long ago, it was taboo. Now we have thousands of registered donors, said Mark Zavonia, operations manager for Georgetown University. The University of Minnesota said it received more than 550 cadavers last year, which is up from 170 in 2002. The University at Buffalo got almost 600 last year. I'm not sure where they store them. I'm not. Maybe one of the dorms. I don't know. Which is a doubling over the past decade. Others have reported increasing include Duke University, the University of Arizona, and state agencies in Maryland and Virginia. Science Care, a national tissue bank, now receives 5,000 cadavers a year, twice as many as in 2010. Another reason they also say is religious objections to dissection and cremation may be less of an obstacle these days, or less apparent. Many people that as they, you know, as the future generations seem to tend to be less religious, the idea of, well, wait a second, my body has to be whole, you know, whole for when the Messiah comes or the Messiah returns, you know, many people don't think that way anymore. And a big thing is the funeral expense. They say bodies donated to medical schools are cremated once and are no longer needed, and the remains are often returned to their families at no expense. As of 2014, a traditional burial cost was $7,200, which was an increase of 29% from a decade earlier. I have to disagree. We tried to bury my father. This was back in 2004, and very, very simple, and we were easily $10,000-$12,000, and that was for the simplest casket, that was 2004. Funerals are expensive. And they say this probably has something to do with it. It's almost a snowball effect where you get 5 people to donate and then their families tell another 25 people. Milton Larson, a longtime science teacher who was stricken with Parkinson's disease, died in 2014 at the age of 82. He left his body to the University of Minnesota, and what his wife, Jean of Falcon Heights, Minnesota, said his last act of teaching and generosity. She did initially struggle with the decision and said she tries not to think about the details of the dissection. She said, to put it quite bluntly, you have to realize that they are going to cut the body of your loved one apart. It's hard. Still, she plans to donate her body. This is the most generous donation we can make. See, my only problem is, if any of you guys look at my body, okay, I'm not very I think, anatomically correct, okay? You know, like, for example, when the students need to dissect the chest cavity, the breasts should really be in that area, okay? They shouldn't be down to the knees after breastfeeding a couple kids. So, you know, I don't want to confuse the students. I don't think a medical school would take my body, honestly. And there's a lot of glitter. I don't know why I have so much glitter just coming out of my body. I see it all the time. I mean, I'll have washed my hair, taken a shower, not worn glitter makeup for days, and I'll still have glitter all over my body. I don't just don't get it. So the glitter could be very, very distracting. All right. So they say cadavers are being used for an expanding range of research and training purposes like prosthetics, new robotic surgery techniques. Medical researchers are also increasingly relying on the human bodies instead of animals for testing. Some parts of the country, though, are still struggling. A state agency in Illinois has been receiving only 500 donations a year for 8 medical schools, down from 750 in the 1980s. Although most programs shun advertising, the Anatomical Gift Association of Illinois is buying more newspaper ads to try to boost the numbers. When donations fall short, Duke and other schools have to turn to private suppliers that obtain cadavers through donations, often in other countries. In some states, schools can obtain bodies that go unclaimed by their families. Some medical schools have experimented using rubber or plastic cadavers and then the virtual anatomy taught on computers. But, you know, according to Dr. Michael Zenn, a surgery professor at Duke, there's no substitute for the real thing. Ultimately, these people are going to take care of patients. It is such a priceless donation. So, you know, talk to your local medical school if you think you want to donate your body for dissection. And I'm going to tell you right now, you know, as a medical student, I remember the respect that we showed these cadavers. I know everybody thinks that we're sitting there making fun of them and we're drawing smiley faces, and no, okay? I mean, remember, I mean, look at who is going into medical. You know, these are people that are donating their, or you know, that are dedicating their lives to helping people, and, you know, we are not going to mess it up in a cadaver lab. And I got to tell you, when you see the cadaver for the first time, you know, you immediately show respect. I said a prayer, you know, it was a very somber moment. And, you know, it does help. I mean, I understand with religion, you know, I mean, in my religion, you know, we're supposed to stay whole. It's a very integral part of our religion because, you know, when the Messiah returns, we're supposed to, you know, all rise from the dead. And it's been something that's, you know, been, you know, ingrained in our religion. But, you know, I struggle with, you know, how can I help my fellow medical students, you know, and I better get my body in good shape because they're not going to learn anything from my body. It's really kind of embarrassing if you ask me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had asked about the student doctors and them practicing on you, and one of you had sent an email asking about refusing the student doctor. Your doctor wasn't too hip on that idea because they're a teacher, and, you know, you asked me about their experience and your rights as a patient. First of all, any of you that have ever allowed a student doctor to interview you, thank you so much. But any of you, though, that have ever been interviewed by a medical student, you will notice that they weren't the ones making all the decisions on your care. You'll notice that there was a mommy or daddy doctor, right? Okay? Always nearby our babies, okay? And so we never let them, so in fact, I always thought that anybody who does go to a teaching hospital, et cetera, they get really good care because you have residents and medical students all the time watching you as opposed to being left there for a couple days till the attending decides to see you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Game of Thrones heroin is out there now. It's called Game of Thrones heroin. No, it is not endorsed by Game of Thrones. This is a new potent strain of heroin. And I guess they call it Game of Thrones heroin because they think they could sell more of it. And unfortunately, it's been found in New Hampshire and Vermont and already causing some pretty severe overdoses. New Hampshire officers had to revive a 32-year-old man who nearly overdosed on this Game of Thrones heroin on Friday, according to the Lebanon Police Department in a statement. So this Game of Thrones heroin is supposed to have a much higher potency than regular heroin. And it's considered potentially lethal because not only is it heroin, but it's laced with fentanyl, another very, very powerful opioid. So together, it could obviously cause an overdose and possible death. Lebanon police were able to track down the alleged drug dealer, Brock Richardson, 30 years old, as well as one of his customers, Caleb Dumont Wiley. At least 10 people in Vermont have already overdosed from the powerful heroin strain, according to the state's Department of Health. Officials believe Game of Thrones heroin is laced with fentanyl, which is 50 times stronger and deadlier than normal heroin. They say if you continue to use street drugs or know someone who does, we urge you to be aware of the current danger out there. I don't know what's stronger than heroin laced with fentanyl. I can't even think. I mean, maybe topping it, sprinkling it with a little bit more OxyContin, but I just don't know what else is stronger out there. I mean, how much more are these guys going to try? You know, to make these powerful, I mean, gosh, it blows my mind. It can't get much stronger than that. In Vermont, the victims that overdosed needed to take more than one dose of naloxone to be revived. Remember, we were talking to Dr. Chris Johnson of Ventura County Hospital, who was discussing how many of these overdoses, you can't just take naloxone at home and be fine because the opioid is in your system longer than the naloxone is. So, and the naloxone is the antidote. It's what helps reverse the medicine binding from parts of the brain so that it doesn't then reverse your breathing, etc. It doesn't inhibit the breathing. The naloxone will be beat out very easily by the pain medicine that's still in the system, so that you need repeated doses of this naloxone. They say the busted Game of Thrones dealer faces multiple drug charges and is held on $20,000 bail. His customer was held on $5,000 bail. Both are arraigned on Monday in the Lebanon District Circuit Court. So Game of Thrones heroin. Look, I love Game of Thrones. Okay, I mean, Tyrion Lannister, one of my favorite characters ever. I'm sure he's really intrigued by this. But this is what's out there. Very interesting study. They say Latinos age slower than other ethnicities, according to a UCLA study. They say this is a study out of UCLA that finds that Latinos age at a slower rate than other ethnic groups. The findings published in the current issue of Genome Biology may one day help scientists understand how to slow the aging process for everyone. They say Latinos live longer than Caucasians, despite experiencing higher rates of diabetes and other diseases, which is called the Hispanic paradox. This is lead author Steve Horvath, a professor of human genetics at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. Our study helps explain this by demonstrating that Latinos age more slowly at the molecular level. According to the CDC, Latinos in the United States live an average of 3 years longer than Caucasians, with a life expectancy of 82 versus 79. At any age, healthy Latino adults face a 30% lower risk of death than other racial groups, and that comes from a 2013 study. The UCLA team used several biomarkers, including an epigenetic clock developed by Horvath in 2013 to track an epigenetic shift in the genome that's linked to aging. Epigenetics is the study of the changes to the DNA molecule that influence which genes are active, but it won't alter the DNA sequence. So he and his colleagues looked at 18 sets of data on DNA samples from nearly 6,000 people. Participants represented 7 ethnicities, 2 African groups, African Americans, Caucasians, East Asians, Latinos, and the indigenous people called the Cimein, who are genetically related to Latinos and they live in Bolivia. They looked at the DNA in the blood, and which kind of reveals the immune system, and they were struck by differences linked to ethnicity. The scientists noted that accounting for differences in cell composition, the blood of Latinos and the Cimein aged more slowly than other groups. The biological clock for Latino women's age was 2.4 years younger than non-Latino women of the same age after menopause. So, you know, many, and, you know, remember I told you I just don't see a lot of breast cancer in my Hispanic population. I don't think I ever in my 16 years of private practice ever diagnosed breast cancer in a lady who was Latina. I'm very intrigued by that. And I would say 50% of my practice at least was Hispanic. So I found that very, very interesting. So there definitely may be some protective mechanisms. I still think the diet could be a very, very healthy diet. I love the idea of salsa and guacamole. You have healthy fats. You have healthy vegetables in there, especially the tomatoes. They do eat a lot of chicken. You don't really see as much beef in that population like you do with other populations. Of course, you got to be careful with the rice and tortillas and a lot of the carbohydrates, which is why diabetes, you know, is very rampant in the Hispanic culture. But, they may be doing a lot more right than we give them credit for. So I would say check it out. Felicidades. Es muy importante. We gotta follow what they do. This is pretty good stuff. Wow. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have an uncle who's Puerto Rican. And knock on wood, he's doing okay. I just don't know how to get some of that Puerto Rican blood in me. You know, cause I think it's protective. I really do. Malaria. Now, having malaria in your blood may protect you. Get this. Talk about a segue to the next segment. Look at this. If you have malaria and you get Ebola while you've had malaria, you have a better chance of surviving. People infected with malaria when they caught Ebola were on average 20% less likely to die from their Ebola infections, according to the National Institutes of Health team reported. Researchers not sure why, but they're now following up with more studies to see how the malaria parasite affects the immune system and to see maybe what the malaria parasite is doing is boosting your immune system and your ability to fight other infections like Ebola. So if we understood this, then maybe we could come up with better treatments for this 2-year epidemic of Ebola. It's infected more than 28,000 people, killed more than 11,000 before it stopped spreading in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone earlier this year. Virologist Kyle Rosenke and Emmy DeWitt of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, part of the NIH, had both volunteered in Liberia at the height of the epidemic and are checking through their records later. They said the fatality rate was so high at the initial onset, we wanted to see how it lasted throughout, and they were going through the database or looking at statistics, looking at the gender effects, and the team had tested people for malaria, and every patient that had come through the treatment center was given medications for malaria. Malaria does cause symptoms similar to Ebola, except Ebola is a virus and malaria is a parasite. And they did the first cross-reference and found the case fatality was much lower in the Plasmodium parasite-infected patients. Now remember, malaria is caused by Plasmodium falciparum. It's a parasite transmitted by mosquitoes also, and it affects more than 1.2 million people a year in Liberia. Ebola is passed person to person and is caused by a virus, but the symptoms are very similar, high fever, headaches, sweating, vomiting, and then it gets bad. So is the parasite priming the immune system? That could be pretty cool. And then is that what we do? We give a kind of a vaccine-type dead parasite in injectable form to people that could vaccinate them against Ebola. That's some pretty cool stuff. Don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.